今日宣读经文是加拉太书第五章二十六节到第六章的第五节。
Today's scripture reading is from Galatians chapter 5 verse 26 to chapter 6 verse 5.
我们一起去读，先用中文读，由英文读出。
We'll read this together in unison, first in Chinese and then in English.
是加拉太书第五章二十六至六章五，我们一起去读。不要贪图虚名，一起读。不要贪图虚名，彼此惹气，互相嫉妒。弟兄们，若有人偶然被歌犯歌声，你们属灵的人就当用温柔的心把他挽回过来，又当自己小心，恐怕也被引诱。你们各人的重担要互相担当，如此就完全了基督的律法。人若没有自己还以为有，就是自欺了。个人应当省察自己的行为，这样你所夸的就专在自己，不在别人了。因为个人必担当自己的担子。
Galatians 5:26, let us read together. Let us not become conceited, or provoke one another, or be jealous of one another. Dear brothers and sisters,If another believer is overcome by some sin, you who are godly should gently and humbly help that person back onto the right path, and be careful not to fall into the same temptation yourself. Share each other's burdens, and in this way obey the law of Christ. If you think you are too important to help someone, you are only fooling yourself. You are not that important.
Be
careful attention to your own work, for then you will get the satisfaction of a job well done, and you won't need to compare yourself to anyone else, for we are each responsible for our own conduct.
今日陈牧师话系正道，题目系友谊之爱。
Pastor Wilson will now bring us today's message, friendship, love.
Let's pray.
一头低头祈祷。
Father, may you quiet our hearts and focus our minds now as help us to be attentive to you and your word.
主，让你系安静你嘅心，让我哋系去能够去听你嘅道，去学习。
Lord, may we know of your presence and of your love firsthand.
让我哋第一手嘅去知道你俾我哋嘅爱。
Minister to us this morning so that we can be friends and know the.True friend, the Lord Jesus Christ.
让我们今天能够学习，我们学习到就是说，我们怎样是能够，就好像学到耶稣是我们的恩友。
So may your blessing be amongst us now, in Jesus' name, amen.
让你的恩典临到我们当中，我们祈祷奉靠主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。
Well, we're continuing looking at relationships, and in particular, love relationships in the scriptures.
我们继续去看今天经文是讲到说是关系之中的爱。
If you were with us last time, we saw about this family bonding love. The Koine Greek word is storge.
我上个礼拜有讲到就是说在家庭当中的里面的爱。
That's a love that you find between a mother and her baby.
那种爱是我们怎么找到呢？就是说是好像在BB 和妈妈中间的爱。
It's a devoted, affectionate love that is sort of natural.
这种爱是很自然的，是这个妈妈和这个子女当中的爱是很投入的。
It's natural in the sense that you don't pick and choose who's in your family.
这种爱是很自然的，是不是我们能够去选择的？
And so it's a given.Type of situation.
所以话呢种嘅爱系好自然嘅，喺我哋喺个子女同母亲嘅关当中嘅关系。
Now today's focus is on philos, that's friendship love.
今日我哋睇嘅个爱就另一种爱叫 philos， 就系再讲到系个友谊当中嘅爱。
And friendship love only happens to the degree you work at it.
呢 因为友谊当中的爱呢是怎样能够存在呢，就是说我们要去有努力的去得到 去培养的。
And that's the reason why the ancients or the people of antiquity put friendship love on a pedestal.
所以呢在古人当中就是说为什么会将这个友谊当中的爱呢是摆到很高的地方。
Because they considered friendship love to be the most virtuous one.
因为说在友谊当中的爱呢是一个很重要是很落力的要去能够去培养出来的。
In the scriptures, of course,As I just mentioned, we had storge or family bonding love.
咁我当中头先当时上次拜都睇过话有一个母亲同子女嘅当中嘅爱。
And of course, there's eros, romantic love.
啊，入边我哋都讲到我哋学习到话我哋有 eros 就系讲到一个喺浪漫当中嘅爱。
And what guides all of them for the believer in Jesus is agape love or God-like love, divine love.
都是能够带到我们看就是另一种爱就是在神给我当中的爱。
But again, our focus is on friendship love, and the ancients put that on a pedestal above all.
而今天我们最后还去看的就是关于当中这个友谊当中的爱。
And the reason is simply because it's a deliberate kind of love. You've got to work at it.
因为友谊当中的爱是我们需要每个人要去落力去培养出来的。
C.S. Lewis, a very famous Christian of the past, an English professor at Oxford, he wrote a book called Four Loves.
C.S. Lewis, 呢他也写过一本书讲到当中有四种的不同的爱。
And Lewis writes, it's hard, friendship, this friendship love, because it takes so much work.
C.S. Lewis 也讲到说呢，这个友谊当中的爱是很难去培养出来的。为什么？因为我们要很落力，要去得到，要去培养。
And Lewis and others pointed to the fact that throughout antiquity, there is great literature written about friendship love.
也是很多的以前的书卷文件都有讲到怎样去有这个友谊当中的爱。
Now today, in our modern age, right, our day and age, you know, we say, oh, so what? Friends are not as famous as lovers.
但在现今的世界来讲呢，就说呢，朋友友谊当中的爱呢，不是好像一个恋人当中的爱那么重要。
Right, most of the books, most of the movies exalt romantic love in our postmodern generation.
而很多的电影或者的书是着重讲于是关于一个浪漫式的爱，不是讲友谊当中的爱。
In other words, it's not like before. Friendship love kind of takes a back seat to romantic love.
所以現今世代講咗嘅愛咧，同以前舊式啲嘅愛咧係好唔同。
But the Bible understood, like the ancient people, it understands, God understands how important for you friendship love is.
但係聖經好多個都講得好清楚，或者係古人有都好明白，就係話友誼當中嘅愛其實好重要。
And this is important to know, since it helps us understand some of the things that the Bible speaks about friendship.
而很重要就是看到其实圣经里面当中都讲及到关于一个友谊当中的爱。
Remember Jesus' famous words to his followers, his disciples?
你记得就耶稣基督怎么跟他的门徒去讲啊？
I'm going to paraphrase, just out of simplicity, John 15, right? You're not just my followers, you're not just my students, my disciples, you are my friends.
在约翰福音第15章耶稣讲到跟他的门徒说，你不单止是我的徒弟，你不单止是跟随我的，但是你是我的朋友。
Peter wrote to an entire church of Christians, and he addresses them, dear friends.
好似使徒彼得去同去写封信俾当时嘅成间教会，佢点样去呢、这个佢点写啊？佢第一句就话我的朋友。
Now please don't misunderstand the biblical meaning of friendship.
啊，咁大家唔好误会喺圣经当中所讲嘅呢个朋友意思。
Because it's in contrast to our modern understanding of sentimentality.
因为呢在现今世代来讲呢，你说大家朋友好像好婆婆妈妈一样，好简单意思。
But back in Jesus' day, and in the scriptures, it meant much more than that.
但在古时来讲呢，他说叫一个人是朋友呢，其实很重要的意思。
And what it meant was to practice friendship was something like Christians were to extend not only to a close circle of people, but to all in the Christian community.
So, 古時嘅喺個基督教嘅圈子當中咧， 基督徒唔单止话要去同你基督你自己嘅亲嘅人嘅系有成为朋友，但你出边嘅都要系一个成为朋友。
Now of course there are levels of intensity when it comes to friendship love, right?
大家都明白嘅就系话，譬如作为朋友嘅都好似有唔同嘅层次。
Jesus said to the 12, his 12 close followers, "You are my friends."
耶稣同佢十二个门徒讲话，你系我嘅亲爱嘅朋友。
Yet it's pretty clear as you read the Gospels that John was his best friend.
但其实你睇圣经嘅睇就话咧，约翰咧系耶稣一个喺当中入边嘅好好嘅朋友。
And if you're a reader of the Gospels, you'll know that Peter, James, and John were close friends of Jesus too.
你睇圣经入边当中，其实你都知道就话阿彼得、雅各同埋约翰咧，佢自己当中都系一个好好嘅朋友。
And of course, it's obvious that there are levels of intensity, right? Because you can't practice the discipline of friendship intensely with a group. You have to have only a few, right?
咁我哋作为朋友，我哋大家都知嘅就系有时咧，你好大群人嘅，好难去大家成为一个好朋友。咁好多时嘅就系话，你有小处嘅人咧，有一个好啲嘅关系。
And so with some, you practice friendship more intensely.
所以咧喺你身边嘅人咧，你特别有啲人咧系特别更加好朋友嘅。
But with that being said, the Bible makes absolutely clear that all believers in the Christian community must be friends.
但系圣经好清楚就话，无论系若然你系基督徒嘅，无论系同你好亲密嘅，或者唔系咁亲密嘅，所有嘅人都系你嘅好朋友。
In other words, the scriptures make absolutely clear you must practice the disciplines of friendship.
而圣经好清楚讲就话咧，我哋作为基督徒嘅，我哋需要去学习点样同别人作为朋友。
So what does that mean?
咩意思呢?
Well, that's why we have the text. Galatians 5 and Galatians 6, right? Because there are two great qualities of friendship right in the text.
所以就睇话呢个加拉太书第五章第六章，就话俾我哋知，作为朋友嘅有两种好重要嘅因素。
And you'll see this on slide 2. First, in verse 2, it states carry each other's burdens.
咁好清楚就喺嗰度就话喺第二节嘅。讲到就系话，作为朋友嘅点样嘅互相帮助去担当呢个重担。
You know, in my younger days, I helped people move refrigerators.
咁啊，牧师去后生时候咧，试过帮人哋去搬呢个雪柜。
And I don't know if anyone's here that was with me in Philadelphia, but we helped David Wong move his piano into a basement apartment.
咁我咧，大家而家可能唔知记唔记得，就话嗰阵时想当年咧，就帮阿黄牧师去成个。鋼琴怎樣 move 下去個土庫。
And so there's a burden to carry, right? The refrigerator or the piano is heavy. You have to come alongside or in front or behind to help.
所以搬嘢嘅時候，無論係話搬個書櫃又好，搬個鋼琴都好，大家嘅要去即係要落力，要去孭住一個重擔。
You have to get involved. You have to get close to the situation. You get your hands dirty.
你的手可能会污糟，你咧要成个人挨住嗰嚿嘅好重嘅嘢去帮手去一齐去搬。
And some of the burden slides off upon you. That's carrying one another's burdens.
嗰个好重嘅物，可能系一个系无论系咩嘢都好，大家系互相嘅，系好挨近嘅，去大家互相嘅去借力去帮助。
Let me give you another analogy of burden bearing. Again, this is verse 2, right? Carry each other's burdens. It's very draining.As you know, as a fellow human being, to listen to someone who's saddened.
咁另一个例子话点样嘅去互相嘅去孭起大家嘅互相嘅重担。第二，譬如话好似去听一个别人嘅申诉。
People that are weeping, crying because of a lost loved one.
可能系对方系失去咗个好重要嘅人。你要听佢嘅申，你要听佢嘅哭泣，你要听佢嘅申诉，好似好惨。
And if you're practicing friendship love, you're affirming that person, that grieving person, right?
你去你去同佢倾偈，你要同佢安抚佢。
You're facing the grief in that case with them.
你要同嗰个人一齐去面对呢个嘅痛苦。
And if you've done that, you know it's draining. You're drained, and that helps them.
你去聽人申訴嘅時候，你作為聽者嘅，你都覺得好好消耗你嘅能力，因為你要去真係好留心嘅去聽人哋佢講嘅説話。
What's the dynamic? What's happening there? They're suffering. their burden is sliding upon you. You're bearing it too.
因为别人的重担，你当你去帮人家负担的时候，他的负担其实都是好像卸了在你的当中。
In a sense, you're standing in their place.
因为你是将你自己处在别人的状态之下去看人家。
Experiencing.What you could call a substitutionary sacrifice.
因為你要處喺人哋別人嘅角度去睇嘅時候，你係去犧牲你自己，去好似去承受呢個重擔。
And some of their suffering is sliding upon you, and you feel the weight of that, and you are draining.
所以當你能夠去感受到呢個重擔時候，你都會自己覺得呢個重擔點樣去係喺你嘅生命當中。
You know, I'm a part of a regional church, Presbytery, and we lost probably the most influential person in the Presbytery, Tim Keller. He died Friday.
大家都知道就係話我哋Tim Keller 牧師啱啱過去嘅星期佢過身。
He died of pancreatic cancer, struggling since June 2020.
咁佢死於個胰臟癌。
Of course, his family.His wife Kathy and his three adult children and a whole slew of grandchildren are grieving the most. But Presbytery, members of the regional church, are grieving too.
當然啦，佢個太太、佢三個仔女，佢好傷心。但係其實成個呢個長老會嘅教會，大家嘅都係感受到呢個痛失呢個咁好嘅牧師。
You affirm the grieving person.
你會自己內心入邊都感受到。好確認到就係依一個嘅喪失嘅痛苦。
And some of that burden slides upon you.
你會感受到即係話呢個依個別人嘅痛苦點樣臨到你嘅當中。
What if it's a financial burden?
但可能依個痛苦唔單止係內心嘅問題，可能一個係金錢上嘅負擔。
You know, there's no way to help to bear that burden unless you open your wallet. There's no other way.
好似別人有依個嘅金錢上嘅負擔嘅時候。你如果真係要幫助嘅時候，你一定要打開你個荷包。
And the only way to relieve some of the economic burden of someone is that you suffer, you lose resources.
你點樣能夠真正能夠幫助呢個喺金錢上有負擔嘅人啊？就話你自己都要可能要去犧牲啲嘢。
Again, the same analogy, the same concept. The suffering slides upon you.
同一個例子就係話。依個點樣別人嘅痛苦嘅重擔，點樣你臨到你嘅當中，你幫人哋去扶持。
And you can't lift them up from their economic sorrows without your losing some of yours。
除非你願意嘅去犧牲你自己嘅，可能係金錢，可能係時間。你如果唔係咁做嘅時候，你唔能夠真正嘅去幫助別人去孭咗依個負擔。
And so, in a sense, it doesn't make sense to say I can't afford to help。
所以話唔可以講話我。負擔唔到幫你。
Because what you're saying is I can't afford to help without suffering myself.
當你講話我哋唔能夠去幫助別人嘅時候，即係話其實我唔願意去犧牲我自己嘅時間或者金錢去幫助別人。
Because that's the principle. Carrying someone's burden, you're suffering. You're having their suffering slide upon you.
所以話你願意話願意去幫助別人嘅時候，幫助別人嘅負擔時候。意思即係話，你都要願意自己犧牲你自己一啲嘅嘢去幫助人哋。
And that's why we have these nice adages that say a friend sticks with you, right? And actually, it's from the scriptures and proverbs, right? A friend sticks with you closer than a brother.
咁聖經有講到話，有講話朋友比個弟兄更加嘅親密。
Right?If someone doesn't do that, they're not a friend, they're an acquaintance.
如果一個朋友不能夠去這樣做的時候，那個人不是真是你的好朋友，只是一個很普通的一個熟悉的人。
They might even be a brother or sister or a spouse and not be your friend.
那個可能你的親人，可能是你的弟兄，但是他不是你的真正的好朋友。
By the way, if that happens in a marriage relationship, then you're not doing due diligence, you're weaving and cleaving.To your spouse.
若然你唔能够愿意牺牲你自己嘅时候，你都唔能够成为一个真正嘅一个好弟兄，唔系成为一个真正嘅好嘅妻子或者丈夫。
Again, I have the Proverbs verse on slide 3, Proverbs 18:24. A man of many companions may come to ruin, but there's a friend who sticks closer than a brother.
箴言十八章二十四节讲到就系话， 濫交朋友的自取敗壞，但有一朋友比弟兄更親密。
That's a curious phrase, right? A friend sticks closer than a brother. What does that mean? Closer than a brother.
若然你一個朋友更加嘅比你嘅成為比你弟兄更加嘅親密嘅時候，咩意思咧？
Well, I think you could probably figure it out. And this is again getting at the essence of biblical friendship. Two factors. One is constancy.
意思即係話嗰個人係更加嘅中間嘅關係當中更加嘅忠誠。
Right. You stay.Constancy, you stay with a friend through thick and thin.
無論係咩時間都好，高高低低嘅，嗰個人都會喺你側邊幫助你。
Even when it hurts you.
甚至係你可能會係受傷，你嗰個人都會喺你側邊。
Right, some of the suffering again slides upon you.
所以咧就話要感受到就話嗰個負擔會臨到你別人當中。
You're sharing.The burden.
你願意嘅去分享別人嘅痛苦。
You know, that's not easy, right? We kind of shy away from that suffering. And so, if you had to listen to someone who's depressed, right, one night after another, right, you get drained.
當你想為作為一個朋友的時候，你有時會聽到別人嘅訴苦，聽完一次又一次，聽完一次，你會感受到佢嘅痛苦嘅時候臨到你嘅生命。
But that's what it means that a friend sticks closer than a brother.
依意思就係話，意思就係話，朋友比個弟兄更加親密嘅意思，就係願意嘅將你自己去攞投身出嚟去幫助別人。
And that's what it means to practice biblical friendship love.
依個就係話喺聖經當中嘅朋友嘅意思。
Now again, if that doesn't happen between brother or sister of the faith or spouse.Again, that doesn't mean they're not your brother or sister or your spouse, but they're not your friend.
咁成為一個好朋友，即係真正喺主入邊嘅好朋友，意思就係話要願意嘅去投身出嚟去幫助別人。
And for the simple reason, a friend never lets you down.
一個真正嘅主入邊嘅好朋友唔會嘅係令到你失望。
Now you also see on the third slide that modern people tend to discount the notion of friendship.As a distinct form of love, we kind of don't do that in a modern age.
咁而家喺个都系喺个现今嘅世代嚟讲咧，都唔会系咁样去睇呢一种嘅友谊之爱。
But again, for ancients, and I think they're right on. Friendships were regarded as perhaps the happiest of the loves.
但其实喺个古时去睇就系话咧，喺朋友之间中间嘅呢种嘅友谊嘅爱系其实系好重要，系最好嘅。
And in one sense, friendship is the least natural.Of those four loves.
而喺友谊之间呢种嘅爱咧，喺之前我哋所讲嘅其他几种嘅爱咧，系最唔同。
Because there's no biological necessity, right?
因为喺入边当中系唔需要有任何嘅亲密嘅关系，身份嘅关系。
Yet we all know as fellow human beings, right? You need friendship, love. That's how God created you.He created you for community.
而我哋知道嘅，我哋作为人，我哋喺主系创造我哋喺入边人有一个社区入边当中一个人群当中，我哋需要有朋友，我哋需要有一个友谊。
Now on slide four, you'll see as I drill down a little bit more. Again, this is more common sense, right? Friendship love, two people are not beholding one another like romantic love, right?
咁喺友谊当中嘅时候，唔系话两三个人去睇到大家喺个浪漫当中。
But you're standing together because you're beholding something else in common.
而友谊中间嘅变咗爱就话，大家有个共通点，大家有个共通嘅目标。
You're seeing something valuable in common. You have a common interest, and it adds to your joy when you celebrate that.
因为友谊之中间呢种嘅爱就话，大家有个同一样嘅目标，一齐嘅去达到，系一个好开心嘅事。
So there's something that.Friends enjoy together.
呢样嘢就系话，作为朋友嘅两三个一齐能够一齐去做，达到同一个目标，系好开心。
Mutual enjoyment brings greater joy to each other.
大家一齐能够得到呢个目标嘅时候，能够大家互相嘅都有一个快乐。
And this way, friendship closely resembles heaven. It resembles the new heavens and new earth.
而呢种友谊当中嘅关系一齐嘅，就好似喺个天堂当中。
Because how does the scriptures paint what is going to happen in new heavens and new earth.
这个就是说在圣经里面所说的，当我们有新天新地的时候，大家互相的关系是怎样的呢？
A great multitude, unfathomable, from every tribe, nation and tongue, a great multitude will be beholding what? God, you'll be worshiping.
就说当有新天新地的时候，我们大家互相的都能够高兴的，一起能够去赞美主。
And the experience of that with one another will enrich everyone.
就话呢个嘅经验就能够大家嘅互相嘅去赞美主，一齐有同一个目标，就系点样去荣耀神。
Now Proverbs 17:7 says a friend loves at all times.
喺个箴言嘅17:17讲到话，朋友乃时常亲爱。
And that principle is explained throughout the scriptures with all the examples of friendships.
咁喺个圣经入边当中，好多唔同嘅地方都有讲到。
Again, there's so many. I can only mention a few, but I guess the most famous one is David and Jonathan, right?
点样大家话喺圣经入边当中讲到就话大家朋友嘅互相嘅去互相嘅亲爱，譬如话好似。
And then you have
大卫同埋约拿单。
Ruth and Naomi.
譬如话好似路德同埋拿利米。
The Apostle Paul speaks of friendship ministry in Romans 16.
亦都好似譬如话保罗讲到喺罗马书当中讲嘅喺弟兄中喺事工上一齐工作。
And not only are the examples spelled out in the scriptures, the benefits of friendship love are explained in the Holy Bible.
而圣经里面讲到就话，唔单止我需要大家成为一个好朋友，但亦都睇到就话，作为大家好朋友嘅好处系乜嘢咧？
And those benefits are comfort, sympathy.
就话喺当中，大家成为朋友嘅时候，会大家俾到有一个嘅安慰，俾到有一个嘅安抚。
There's support, there's encouragement.
亦都俾到我哋有大家互相嘅支持同埋鼓励。
There's serving one another sacrificially.
作为好朋友嘅，能够互相嘅牺牲性嘅，互相嘅去侍奉大家。
There's shared joy and shared sorrow.
俾大家嘅一齐嘅系分享呢个快乐，亦都能够分享呢个痛苦。
There's loving rebuke of one another.
亦都系嘅系为咗大家嘅好处，点样嘅互相嘅去教导对方。
There's the benefit of encouragement in good works.
亦都系大家互相嘅鼓励，去成大家成为做一个好嘅工作。
And there's challenging one another.
亦都能够互相嘅点样去挑战对方。
So, obviously, the scriptures regards friendship as a very important part of your life.
所以咧，圣经入边所讲嘅，大家能够互相有一个嘅朋友当中嘅关系，当中嘅爱系好重要。
Now, as you'll see on the next slide, slide 5, the Bible uses consistent images to represent friendship.
亦都圣经入边讲到嘅咧，朋友之间当中嘅朋友嘅爱入边咧，圣经入边有唔同嘅形象去代表咗。
And I'll just mention two images that appear in parts of the scriptures. First is the knitting of souls.
第一样就是如果大家一起能够成为一个好朋友的时候，就好像大家我们的灵能够去一起连埋。
And many of you have done premarital counseling with you, you know that's part of the weaving, right?
有如我们大家譬如说做过婚前辅导的，都学过怎样的将大家的夫妇未结婚之前怎样的互相的有一个的倾诉。
Deuteronomy provides the earliest mention of a friend who is as your own soul.
在《生命记》里面当中讲的就是说，朋友怎样成为你，朋友怎样成为你自己 的灵魂。
In other words, a friend is your companion, right? One who shares your innermost thoughts and feelings, pointing to the concept of soul intimacy.
朋友就成为你你个配偶当中最重要嗰位，就能够分享你内心入边最重要嘅，你内心入边嘅感受。
And not only do you see that in Jonathan and David, you see that in Lazarus, Mary, Martha, and Jesus.
唔单止你睇到喺位大卫同埋Jonathan 当中嘅当中嘅关系，但喺拿撒勒，亦都喺拉撒路同埋玛利亚都能够睇到。
In fact, if you're familiar with the letters of John, in 3 John 15, it says friends naturally become another name for believers or brothers or sisters in the Lord.
咁啊，圣经讲到咧，就话咧，朋友其实好自然嘅能够成为一个系你嘅弟兄。
So there's loyalty, there's emotional intimacy, there's strong emotional attachment.
所以朋友当中入边嘅关系系入边当中有好多嘅，譬如话有亲密嘅关系，或者系有个忠诚，或者好亲密，能够系支持大家嘅内心入边嘅感受。
And it's only natural that Jesus would use the language of friendship to refer to our ultimate loyalties, His ultimate loyalty and your ultimate loyalty.
而呢个亲友嘅意思就系好亲密嘅意思，能够系俾到好似耶稣同埋约翰佢哋一齐同工一齐嘅意思。
One of the ways Jesus, your friend, uses that language of friendship is, are you friends with the world or with God?
所以话耶稣圣经里面讲就话，当你话成作为朋友嘅时候，你愿意系成为神嘅朋友啊，定系你愿意成为呢个世界嘅朋友咧？
Now in our passage in Galatians, you don't get the full range of that intimacy, vulnerability, and transparency that you have to have in friendship, right? It's what you have in Galatians is a case study.
咁喺个加泰书入边讲到咧，其实比较一啲例子，用嚟睇到呢个友谊嘅意思。
It's a case study of an example of what happens if you practice the soul intimacy of friendship。
啊，入边当中啊，俾咗个例子，就话当我哋成为朋友当中嘅时候，俾个例子你，点样系成为朋友意思咧
？And the case study is in verse one. If I think it's Victoria, back if you could shine up verse one again of Galatians 6.
啊！俾一個例子，大家俾大家睇咩嘅友誼，就喺個六章第一節。
Thank you, brothers. If someone is caught in a sin, you who are spiritual should restore him gently, but watch yourself, or you also may be tempted.
咁啊，喺六章一節就話：弟兄們，若有人偶然被過犯過性，你們屬靈的人就當用温柔的心把他挽回過來，又當自己小心，恐怕也被引誘。
Okay, look at the case study. Look at that verse.
大家睇呢个例子。
Think with me. What is it describing?
入边当中我想讲嘅咩意思咧？
It's describing a person. It says caught in a sin.
就话入边当中讲到有一个人，佢有犯罪。
So there's a confrontation, right? Because someone's caught in a sin.
系就当中入边有个人佢有犯罪。
But don't read that verse to think that it's normal for Christians to, as you see someone sinning, to mention it all the time that something's wrong.
啊，咁系咪讲到就话入边当中有一个人有罪，系咪应该要同佢讲你做错咁样咧
？Because there are other parts of the Bible that say that's not right.
但系圣经入边都讲就话，我哋唔系只系去指责别人。
For example, as you'll see on slide 7, 1 Peter 4, 8 says, Love covers a multitude of sins.
圣经都讲就话呢，爱能够遮掩好多不同的罪。
1 Corinthians 13, 5, as you'll see on that slide, Love is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs.
而圣经都讲就话不轻易发怒，不计算人的恶。
And as verse 7 of 1 Corinthians 13 says, Love hopes all things, endures all things.
而圣经讲就话咧，都系有话，我哋凡事都要包容，凡事相信。
And so if you take all the collectively, it's the mark of spiritual immaturity if you always have to tell somebody they're wrong.
所以若然我哋只系平时不嬲去指责人哋话啊，你做错乜，你做错乜嘢咁样嘅，其实系喺我哋属灵当中系一个唔成熟嘅做法。
But in the case study of Galatians 6:1, the situation is what? It says a person is caught. You see that word? Caught in a sin.
而喺呢个六章一节讲到就话，有一个人佢跌倒去犯罪。
And what does the word caught mean? What does it imply?
咁其实当中系咩意思咧
？There's a pattern. You see, a pattern. The person is trapped.
入边当中讲到话，呢个人佢系可能系不断嘅系已经有呢个犯罪嘅倾向。他已经是好像抽身不到出来。
The person is doing something repetitively.
那个人是不断的不断的是当中有犯罪。
And that's what trapped means, right?
这个就是说一个人他在里面当中在罪里面跌倒他走不到出来。
There's a danger there. That's why you've got to mention something.
所以呢因为呢那个人呢已经是去到危险的情况所以为什么我们作为朋友的怎样去帮助他
It's not loving.Not to mention it, because they're caught.
若然你是一个好的主入边的好朋友，你点样嘅要帮助那个人
？Secondly, it indicates that the person is harming
就喺话第二人就话嗰个人系已经受伤。
To be trapped or caught means they are harmed by what they're doing or harming others.
啊，一受伤意思即系话佢可能因为佢嘅犯罪，佢影响到别人，或者佢已经被受伤。
And the third thing it implies is they're stuck. They're caught. They can't get out of the mess.
啊，嗰个人嘅跌倒犯罪，亦都可能话佢已经系困喺入边，佢走唔出嚟，佢不断嘅喺个。犯罪当中去打圈。
So do you see the difference then? You don't mention all the time if somebody you see something wrong, you mention it to the person, but if somebody's caught in a sin, you do.
唔係就話只係睇話一個人去犯罪，我哋同人嚟講話你做錯啦，而反而話講到入邊若然人係跌倒，佢喺罪入邊當中係滾不斷嘅係走唔出嚟嘅時候，我作為朋友嘅應該點樣去幫助佢走出呢個嘅犯罪嘅圈？
Because the most loving thing is restoration, renewal, redemption.
因为一个真正喺个主入边嘅朋友嚟，就点样去帮助你嘅侧边嘅朋友，点样走出呢个嘅问题。
The word restore in the scriptures is very stark.
吓，入边当中讲嘅话，又点样去将呢个人挽回出嚟
？And it brings back painful memories, my own mind, when you see the word restore in the Koine Greek.
咁喺个希利文当中话挽回嘅意思系咩咧
？Because it means a dislocation, a dislocated bone。
啊，意思即系话，譬如话一个人佢佢甩咗个臼。
You know, when you have a dislocated bone, what does the doctor do? You gotta relocate the bone。
啊，当一个人佢甩咗臼嘅时候，医生点做啊？就帮佢驳翻个臼。
It's out of joint. You gotta put it back in the socket。
啊、你睇電視可能有睇過就話，一個人甩咗臼嘅時候，醫生點樣去幫佢咧？將個臼拍翻入去。
When I was, I think it's probably in eighth or ninth grade, I was playing basketball and my pinky, the tip of my pinky, was bent back where it's standing up 90 degrees. This whole part was standing up.
咁牧師喺第可能係八九歲嘅時候，佢打籃球。啊！試過佢嘅手指尾啊，打籃球嘅時候咧，成個手指尾咧就彎咗，去九十度角。
And I was rushed to the emergency room。
啊，咁啊就好緊急嘅，即刻去咗去急症室。
And so the first person in the emergency room was an intern, and he's trying to put it back into the joint, and he's killing me. He's killing me. He can't put it back in the joint。
嚇！嗰個醫生咧，佢反而可能其實係實習生嚟嘅，就想點樣咧就幫佢咧咬翻去成一個手指尾。
And as a young teen, I'm screaming, you know, what are you doing? he can't get it back. So he calls the resident, and the resident tries, and it's like twisting, turning, can't put it back into the joint.
啊，咁个实习生咧就好似搞唔掂，就叫咗个去高级啲嘅医生，就试下点样去将佢拱下拱下拱翻直个手指。
And finally, a third person comes and puts it back in.
而最後嘅第三個醫生嚟啦，就點樣去幫佢嘅手指拉翻直
？Because relocation is more painful than dislocation, right？
咁其實而家大家知嘅就係話，將兩個如果甩咗臼嘅時候，將佢拍翻去駁翻臼嘅時候，駁翻臼嗰一刻咧，其實係痛過你甩臼。
It's like pulling your tooth. That's bad. Or it's like surgery because you're inflicting healing pain.
好似你譬如話有疾病嘅時候好痛苦，但係咧做手術嘅時候更加痛苦，但係痛苦後嘅其實係好。
And you're only a friend if you do that gently。
就話作為朋友嘅就點樣嘅互相嘅去提點，去喺你做錯嘅時候點樣去幫助你走翻出嚟。
I can't emphasize that enough. You must be humble. You must be gentle。
我作為朋友嘅，大家互相朋友嘅，我係需要嘅去。话要去轻好乐意嘅，都系好轻声嘅去同互相嘅去扶持。
Because the text says, "Watch yourself; you also may be tempted and be caught in sin."
里边讲就话，当你去帮助别人去走出呢个罪嘅时候，可能你自己都要小心，因为你都可能会堕入呢个嘅罪入边当中。
See, if you're self-righteous and prideful, you're not going to be gentle.You're going to say, I would never do that.
若然你是自己是很骄傲的时候就说、你这样做错你就做错啦，我就不会这样做错啦。
And you might, on the one hand, be unloving and not mention anything.
或者你可能作為朋友，但係咧你唔係即係好愛你呢個朋友嘅，你見到佢做錯嘅，你聲都唔聲下。
Or you make more of a mess by not gently telling the person.
或者嘅你作為一個朋友，你唔係真係好勸戒嘅，反而就落可能會更加落井下石嘅啊！你咁樣做錯啦，抵你死啦咁樣。
And so you can't be a good friend.Unless you do that.
所以咧，你作為一個好朋友，你知道應該點樣去幫助別人。
Unless you realize that you too can be caught in a sin pattern.
如果唔係嘅，就話你自己都能夠可能會墮入呢個嘅罪嘅當中。
And so if you're too abrasive, you'll just make a bigger mess.
啊，若然你係太過太 rough 嘅，你反而會更加唔好。
And your mistaken superiority will clumsily muddle.
你覺得你自己好啱嘅時候咧，去幫助別人咧，反而會更加令到依個當時嘅情況更加差。
But a real friend neither enjoys confrontation because, in you're doing it gently, nor avoids it.
所以做一個好嘅朋友就話你唔會去逃避點去幫助別人，亦都唔會話去太過暴力嘅點去幫助別人。
And the reason is possible because it says in the text you're spiritual.
你點解能夠做到？因為就話你入邊有個靈喺度能夠幫助你。
And that simply means you have the Holy Spirit, and every Christian has the Holy Spirit.
因為作為基督徒嘅，我哋有神嘅靈去幫助我哋點樣去學習，去作為別人嘅好嘅朋友。
That's what friendship means then.
呢個就係作為好朋友友誼嘅當中嘅關係嘅重要。
And you know why it's scary and why we're hesitant to practice it?
我點解話我作為朋友當中，點解我哋好有時好被動嘅？點解唔想幫助別人呢
？Because it might not work。
因為你可能擔心話，我咁幫助別人，未必能夠幫到佢。
Even gently, you say something, the person might not be your friend anymore。
啊，當一個人做錯的時候，若然你只係好小心嘅同佢提點佢嘅，你可能會去驚，我講嘅説話講完之後，可能朋友冇得做。
And that will hurt more than the dislocation.
啊，會反而更加將個情況更加變壞。
And do you know what's even scarier?
大家其實知唔知？其實大家互相嘅勸戒當中有咩嘢更加係恐怖咧
？It might very well work.
啊，你可能會話，你可能更加咩問題咧？就話你嘅説話，你所講嘅真係能夠幫到嗰個人。
And the reason why it's scarier is because then you give that person the right to speak into your life.
就話若然你大家係好朋友嘅時候，你去勸戒嗰個人去接受你嘅勸戒，但係你會自己會覺得都係好驚，點解啊？因為你其實自己都打開你自己。如果我都會有同一個情況之下，你都可以同我咁樣講嘅説話。
You're inviting them to speak to your wrongs.
就話。你但是下一次，若然我都有咁嘅情況之下，你都可以咁樣勸戒我。
And therefore, the adage is a friend is someone who always lets you in and never lets you down.
所以就話，當我哋作為好嘅朋友嘅時候，我點樣能夠互相嘅勸戒、互相嘅扶持
？Again, closeness, constancy, vulnerability, transparency.
所以作為一個好嘅朋友嘅當中就話。我需要有一个亲密的关系，我需要有一个忠诚的关系，我需要嘅互相嘅坦白、坦诚。
Those are the words that describe the sticking closer than a brother or sister。
所以话呢个当中就依个友谊嘅意思就系话，我点样能够大家互相嘅去扶持，点样嘅更加嘅比弟兄姊妹更加亲密。
But as you very well know, as a fellow human being who has friends, nothing is more humanizing than friendship.
大家知道就係話喺個朋友當中，個關係好係都係好緊要。
Because the Apostle Paul doesn't say bear one another's burdens because I said so。
啊，保羅都講到。
He says bear one another's burdens. What? And so what? Fulfill the law of Christ。
啊，保羅講到就話，佢都講到話，我哋需要去朋友互相嘅幫助，唔單止係因為我哋要去咁樣做，因為其實我哋要去承諾神嘅説話。
You know what that means?Probably a pattern of Christ.
我哋要去咁样去做，因为我哋要跟随耶稣基督嘅律法，我哋要不断嘅咁去做。
You see what Paul's saying to the Christian Galatians?
你睇到保罗当中佢点样劝诫佢哋喺当中友谊嘅关系咧
？Bear one another's burdens because Jesus Christ bore your burden.
保罗去提点佢哋，我哋在朋友当中，我哋需要互相嘅去孭起大家嘅负担，亦都好似耶稣基督去孭上我哋嘅重担。
Because when Jesus incarnate, he just didn't get near you.
耶稣基督唔单止嘅系只系亲近你。
He put on human flesh in the manger, right?
耶稣基督去降身成喺个马槽当中。
For the purpose of going to the cross to bear your burdens.
也就是说他来到这个世上，他能够孭起爱人的罪。
And Jesus doesn't get a little bit of the suffering and the pain upon him. He takes it all. He takes it all.
耶稣基督不单只是说只是孭起这个小小的罪，而是孭上全世界人的罪。
It's so clear in the Bible, everywhere. Like on slide 8, Isaiah 53, 4 and 5.
亦都系好似圣经里面讲到佢话啊，以赛亚书嘅第53章第4至5节。
Surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering, yet we considered him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But he was pierced for our transgressions; he was crushed for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds we are healed.
我话他诚然担当我们的忧患，背负我们的痛苦，我们却以为他受惩罚，被神击打，苦待了。哪知他为我们的过犯受害，为我们的罪孽压伤。因他受的刑罚，我们得平安；因他受的鞭伤，我们得医治。
That's an ultimate friend, willing to be crushed, crushed.
这个、就是这个最终的一个真正的好朋友，就是他愿意的去牺牲，去被压伤。
And Paul says what Jesus did on the cross was the ultimate act of friendship.
这个就是说这个就是最终的朋友的意思。
And the Apostle John writes on, as this is on slide 9, John 15, greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friends. You are my friends if you do what I command. I no longer call you servants because a servant does not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends for everyone that I, for everything that I learned from my father, I have made known to you.
在约翰福音第十五章十三至十五节讲到话，人为朋友舍命，人的爱心没有比这个大的。你们若遵行我所吩咐的，就是我的朋友了。以后我不再称你为仆人，因仆人不知道主所做的事，乃称他们为朋友，因我从我父所听见的已经告诉你们了。
You know, you can't get more vulnerable than that, right? Being nailed to a cross.
没有可以惨过就是去钉在十字架上。
You know, Jesus is willing to go to hell for you. He doesn't give up.He's willing to go to hell for you.
耶稣基督是愿意的，为了我们去到这个地狱。
Right, because he pays your sin penalty.
他愿意的是为我们的罪去披上这个代价。
Otherwise, you have to pay for it.
既然他没这样做的时候，我们是要去落到这个地狱。
And that will enable you, if you know that for yourself, to be a friend.
所以若然你知道耶稣基督为你所做的时候，你会愿意的，怎样去帮助别人？
For Jesus is a friend of sinners.
因为耶稣基督是罪人的朋友。
Father, we thank you for Paul's words here, giving us a case study on friendship.
主要是感谢你给我看到保罗所教导我们怎样作为一个恩友。
And even though he doesn't mention the word friend in our text, it's obvious.That friends bear one another's burdens.
而我哋就学习就话，当我哋作为朋友当中嘅时候，喺主入边，我哋点样嘅互相嘅去孭起大家嘅负担。
And it's also obvious if we know the scriptures that that's a pattern of Christ.
亦都系嘅，唔单止系要学习，亦都系其实系去点样去成为喺主入边当中我哋要去做嘅工作。
And Lord, we only will be able to practice that.If we truly know that Jesus is our friend,
我哋点能够成为别人嘅真正嘅朋友？因为我哋要知道就话主耶稣基督系我哋嘅朋友。
We won't have the power to practice biblical friendship unless we experience your friendship to us.
因为有主你俾到教导我哋呢个朋友当中嘅爱，好叫我哋能够有学习，懂得点样去爱别人。有一个我哋当中有个朋友当中。
And so help us not to delay, but to get in the way of your grace today.
所以主让我哋去得到你俾我哋嘅恩典。
So that there'll be glimmers of hope, and that we can truly practice what you demand of us.
俾我哋有一个盼望，就能够透过你嘅恩典，我哋能够去学习点样喺我哋人嘅当中去有一个朋友当中嘅关系。
But it's because it's only in you that we'll be able to do it.
是唯有你才能够去做到。
And so, Lord, may that gospel power be ever present here at Grace Church.
主啊，求你俾你嘅能力都临到教会嘅当中。
It's possible because you said the Holy Spirit is with every Christian.
主，你去已经差遣你嘅圣灵俾到每一个嘅基督徒。
So encourage us today. May we see biblical friendships here.
主让我哋每个基督徒，我哋每一个人愿意嘅都能够睇到呢个主俾我哋当中嘅友谊之爱。
And may we not be friends of the world.
让我哋系我哋唔好同埋呢个世界去成为呢个世界嘅朋友。
But we ask that in the name of Jesus. Amen.
我咁祈祷奉教主耶稣名字祈求，阿门。